91X News.
It's 16 degrees and sunny at 1. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. It appears CFB Trenton is going to be affected by the obvious layoffs announced earlier this week. The maintenance company has been working on the Polaris Airbus fleet at the base since the end of 1992 and recently announced thousands of layoffs nationally. The Department of National Defense says they're looking into how damaging the potential situation will be for their fleet and the local staff. A major development in Prince Edward County has been taken to the next level. The county's planning committee gave its thumbs up to necessary zoning changes for a big housing and golf course development in Wellington. Country Club Investments is now working on detailed design that would see 451 residential units of various types, along with an 18-hole golf course. Prince Edward County Mayor Peter Merton says the company will likely start marketing the project as early as this summer, with construction to hopefully start next year. Debate over the Orange Report got so heated the day the legislature speaker called a recess so members could cool off. Both opposition parties called for the resignation of Health Minister Deb Matthews. It follows the report from Auditor General Jim McCarter, who says the Liberals failed to monitor the agency as it used the money to make questionable business deals. Matthews is blaming the agency's former management for the debacle and is refusing to resign over the scandal. The St. Lawrence Seaway opens for the season today, and that means the Well and Canal bridges are set to start rising again. Thanks to the warm weather, the opening of the canal is going smoothly with fewer resources devoted to clearing ice. During the off-season, more than $28 million was spent on work on the canal that included replacing many of the timber walls along the waterway. Officials say the Seaway is bouncing back from the 2009 recession, and prospects look good. Today is World Water Day, and Environment Minister Peter Kent is touting efforts to clean up the Great Lakes. The federal government is spending $3.3 million on 46 projects, including $530,000 in and around Toronto, where Kent paid a visit this morning. The money will be used in part to track fish and help focus restoration efforts. Kent says the Great Lakes are fundamental to the well-being of millions of Canadians. The man who confessed to slaying seven people in Toulouse, France, died in a hail of gunfire after a 32-hour siege with police. Officials are now worried the spectacle will lead to imitators. Mohamed Merah, a 23-year-old Frenchman of Algerian descent, ended a night's silence when police closed in on him in his apartment. He then jumped out of a window while continuing to fire at them. Angela Charlton reports the police had no other option than to end the standoff after 32 hours of attempted negotiations.
They decided to storm the apartment. The police entered by the front door and by a window, and they found the suspect, according to the Interior Minister, hiding in a bathroom. Once they entered the bathroom, the suspect started shooting wildly and then ran and jumped out the window.
It was not clear whether he was killed by the fall or by police bullets. Two police officers were injured. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Jose de Barros with sports.
The OFSA Girls AA Hockey Championships are in the playoff round. After going a perfect 4-0 in the group stage, the St. Teresa Titans took on College Notre Dame of Sudbury in their quarterfinal this morning. The top-ranked Trojans easily won 6-1 to advance to the semis. The two-time defending champion Oakville Appleby College beat St. Christopher 3-1, while Beaver Bray defeated ESP Louis Riel 4-1. The other game had St. Stephen's, the winners, over Crossley 4-1. The semifinals take place at 2 o'clock this afternoon. St. Teresa will take on Beaver Bray, while St. Stephen's match up against Oakville Appleby College. Both games at the Quinney Sports Center. The NCAA men's basketball tournament picks up tonight with the start of the Sweet 16. In Boston, the first game has Syracuse, the top seed in the East, facing Wisconsin. In the nightcap, Ohio State goes against Cincinnati. In the opening game in Phoenix, top-seeded Michigan State of the West Regional is playing Louisville, while the second game has Marquette playing Florida. The eighth and final playoff berth in the NBA West is up for grabs tonight. Entering play tonight, the Houston Rockets hold the final spot with a record of 25-22, while Utah is half a game back at 24-22. Tonight, the Rockets are home to the Golden State, while Utah is playing in Sacramento. The Toronto Raptors are not in action tonight after losing to the Chicago Bulls last night. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Thanks, Jose. Today it's been beautifully sunny with a high of 24, around 17 near Lake Ontario. Tonight we'll have some clouds early in the evening with a 30% chance of showers overnight and a risk of thunderstorm. The low is 12. Friday we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a high of plus 18. Saturday, still some sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers, a low of plus 5 and a high of 13. At 105, it's 16 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose de Barros. News is next at 2.